Which deals with the din of Kriya Shema. I want to learn the Chazilah here. However, I want to mention a famous halacha that's quoted by the Mechaber regarding the Zman Kriya Shema Shal Shachris. You can see in Nun Ches Aleph that the Mechaber mentions when is the Zman for Kriya Shema Shal Shachris. The answer is the moment you recognize a friend of yours. Let me just take a Mishnah Berurah here. We're going to try to learn Mishnah Berurah Chelek Aleph. Primarily Hilchos Tefillah, but today I just want to introduce it with a bit of Kriya Shema. So the moment you recognize a friend of yours in the distance of Dal Ramos in Nun Ches Aleph, that's when the Zman of Kriya Shema begins. This is a Mishnah in Maseches Brachos, so I assume you're familiar with it. And however, the Mechaber says in the second line, U'mitzvah min amuvcha likros l'kevasikim. There's an ideal kind of mitzvah that one should try to daven every day, vasikim. When is vasikim, of course, as you know? Vasikin is exactly with Netzach Hamah, together with sunrise, and that's an ideal if one can possibly daven Vasikin. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos that someone who davens Vasikin is assured he will not be harmed the entire day. The Gemara speaks about Rabbruna, who was zochet to daven Vasikin, had a smile on his face the entire day. So Vasikin is considered to be an ideal. Now there's a very famous, a number of famous statements here I'm going to refer you to. You are probably aware that the Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, the Rambam says that one should say Kriya Shema a bit before Netzach Hamah. But the Shulchan Aruch writes in Yosef till Gimel Shos, correct? But Mitzvah Hamukha is to read and to say Kriya Shema Basikin. Who is makmin on this? The Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon's Talmidim was makmin on this. Abchai Voloshina. They were very makmin on davening Basikin. And there were many Gedolei Yerushalayim who used to daven Basikin. As a matter of fact, I heard that in previous generations, not only the Dali of Shalayim Makrit Daven Vasikin, but hundreds and hundreds of people before the Shoah, there were minyanim in Yerushalayim of hundreds of people who used to daven and Netzach Hamah. Even today, there are many, many people. One of my children, my oldest son, has been davening Vasikin for decades. He started at a very young age. I'm not suggesting this is what you do. I'm just indicating to you that there is such a practice and that the Mechaber calls it Mitzvah Min Amuvcha. Ad Kedei Kach, look in the Bi'ah Halacha. There's a Bi'ah Halacha right there, Mitzvah Min Amuvcha, and Siman Nun Ches. The Bi'ah Halacha is also from the Mishnah Berurah. It's sort of a lengthier discussion. You have a Mishnah Berurah? Okay. No, there's one here. Oh, sorry. So look at the Mishnah Berurah, the Bi'ah Halacha says Mitzvah Min Amuvcha. He writes, Da, you should know, Da Zehirim Likos Kevasikin, those who are medactic to daven Vasikin, Muta Likos L'Hispala B'Yechida, Yemein L'Hem Minyan. You can daven B'Yechidos. If you're makpid to daven Vasikin, Mishnah Berurah Paskins, you can daven B'Yechidos without a minyan. That's an astounding statement. And he writes, he brings a raya from a Mishnah, in Masechet Brachos, even if you don't have tefillin, at that point you should daven read Kriya Shema. So the question is, what exactly does Mishnah Berurah mean in this Bi'ah Halacha? So there are those who are medayik, only someone who's zohir every day to daven basikin can daven b'yechidus. But let's say I daven basikin twice a year, like Shavuos morning. Many people who learn the whole night, they daven basikin Shavuos morning, or perhaps maybe some other time when I wasn't able to sleep at night. That is not a basis for daven b'yechidus. There's a chiyuv to daven b'tzibur. That's what we should always do. Tefillah b'tzibur, the Gemara says in Brachos Tavches, that tefillah b'tzibur is accepted by Hashem much more readily than tefillah b'yachid. But the Mishnah Berurah says, if you daven basikin Ba'ofen kavua, so then you're allowed to even daven b'yechidus if that is, shall we say, something which unfortunately you happen to be in that situation. Namely, of course, the chatchila, the ma'aser rab, the Vilna Gaon writes the ma'aser rab that what should you do? The chatchila should daven basikin, but with a minyan. And Baruch Hashem, there's no shortage of minyanim, basikin minyanim in this country, in this city, in this country, and in the United States as well. There are plenty of basikin minyanim, Baruch Hashem, where people daven with the minyan every single day. I just want to point out one thing. Most Gedolei Yisrael did not daven basikin. So you ask, why not? V'halo, it says here, Mitzvah Min Amuvcha, it's the ideal. And so what's the answer? Rav Shlomo Zalman pointed out, and it's written in the Sefer Halichos Shlomo, he points out that because Tefillah Basikin is something which is a very high level, but sometimes it can be quite early, it might interfere with the person's ability to function during the day. You have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, at 4:30 in the morning. If you're a Ben Yeshiva, as you are, a Ben Torah, then you will find yourself in the state of somnolence most of the day when you're supposed to be awake and vigilant and on duty to understand Gemara, Rashi, and Tosis. So therefore, that's the reason why many of them do not become involved in the din of Asikin. And again, as I said, but it's certainly a very laudable practice for those who can do it. Yeah.
The Rashi mentioned the Maaser Rav. The Rav Gaon wrote Maaser Rav, or it was written about what?
No, the Maaser Rav actually is from the Vilna Gaon himself. It's on focus of the Vilna Gaon. And there he writes, the Lashon is, O Safei, Yesh L'Spal Kibasikin, Ulvad in Minyan Asara Dafka. And that's why I also heard the name of Moshe Feinstein, that's all my Rebbe, and he said, now, but said the name of his Rebbe, Gaon Ador, Moshe Feinstein, that he also indicated that one should daven Basikin, but dafka with a minyan. Without a minyan, there's no point to davening Basikin, and the general one should try to be medakis.
Unless what the Bi'al Halacha says.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, but the Bi'al Halacha, they understood it to mean, is referring to dafka where you daven both in Kavua, where you daven every single day, you daven Basikin, then you should, of course, be on top of this situation. Yeah.
Are we talking about Shemona Esrei or just Kriya Shema?
Excellent. So what's the answer? The obviously, as you know, there's a dinas michas gula l'tefillah. We're supposed to be samech the gula l'tefillah. Namely, where is the gula? The bracha of God Yisrael. That's the last bracha of Kriya Shema. So obviously, we're juxtaposing the last bracha of Kriya Shema to the Shemona Esrei. In general, you're asking a question which is obviously your alamnin, and alamnin is asking a hakira. I'm just, if you don't mind, just putting in your mouth the hakira that you obviously are alluding to. And the hakira is the following. What kind of a din is this? Is this a din of Kriya Shema? That the Zman Lechatchila of Kriya Shema is Dafka before Netzach Hamah, or synchronized with Netzach Hamah, because it says in the Pasuk Yiruocha Im Shemesh Yareach Dor Dorim, the Gemara calls this Pasuk in Brachos that you're undoubtedly familiar with. Is that a din in Kriya Shema, or is it a din in Tefillah? And since you have to daven Tefillah with Netz, that's why you say Kriya Shema before Netz. So that's the question. That's a Hakira that's asked by many. The Lashon Gemara seems to be that it's a din in Tefillah. It says, how you go from Mosai, we call the Gemara, where is it? That test of the base in Brachos. It says, so you go from Netzach Hamah, they used to complete the Kriya Shema with Netzach Hamah, Kidei, Lisma Gula Tefillah. In order they should be able to juxtapose Gula, is the Bracha of God Yisrael, to Tefillah Shema Netzach. You know the Rashi in Brachas. Rashi is not Dalam Abbeis. Rashi goes two Pshatim on Tzvichas Gula Tefillah. Either Rashi said, because two Prokim and Tehillim are juxtaposed, Yutes and Chof, remember that?
No.
Perak Yutes and then Perak Chof. One says, Hashem Tzuri V'Gali, that's Gula. Next parak says, Yam Hashem Yom Tzara, that's Tefillah. Tefillah is basically Bakasha. That's one time. Then Rashi quotes the Yushalmi. Yushalmi says, Mashal to a Melech, who basically, obviously, someone wants to visit the king, but in order to visit the king, you have to travel a lengthy distance, and then once you come to the, shall we say, the capital city of the king, then you have to go to the palace, and in the palace there's plenty of intrigue until you get to the inner chambers. So a person went through this whole rigmarole, the entire route, to get to the king, and then he comes to the literally the inner chamber of the king, and at that moment, he runs for his life. So Rashi says, according to Yerushalmi, what do? We approach Hashem gingerly. Isn't that how you approach Hashem?
Yeah.
Gingerly, with care. Proceed with caution. Correct? And so you do it gingerly, slowly, little by little, we go through the different stages, etc. Brichos HaShachar, and then Pesukah DeZimra, and then finally, Brichas Kriya Shema. Now we're about to step up to the plate. Can I use that mushroom? Step up to the plate, and we're about to be in the batting role at that moment in time. And then the person decides to exhume.
Knock it out of the park.
Correct. To leave the scene. So that's not appropriate. It means the person first praises Hashem is Barak. My Rebbe just arrived. Baruch Hashem. My Rebbe Mufa. So the person first steps up to the plate gingerly. And little by little, you approach this mashkot to din in tefillah. Means the whole idea of Kriya Shema Kibasikin, in order to be able to be some gula l'tefillah dafka when at this moment in time Netzachah. That's this mashmal of the Gemara on the Gemara of Tesvah Beis in Maseches Brachos. Okay, but anyway, I just want to point out that certainly Basikin is a very chashuv thing, and once you try to, if one can, as I said, many Gedolei Yisrael did not daven Basikin, but many did daven Basikin, and we should try our best if we can do it. I mean, obviously, it's certainly an ideal situation. Okay, now I'm starting from Peitet, which is the first siman dealing with tefillah. So turn to Peitet, and we're going to learn pretty much to say there the dinam of tefillah. We'll try to read it together with the Mishnah Berurah and make a few comments here and there, as I'm wont to do, with reference to tefillah. So the Mechaber says first, he tells you that when it is man of tefillah sashachar, and we just referred to this a moment ago, the zman of tefillah sashachar, says the Mechaber, Sheyaslam HaNetzach HaMot, begins what with Netz. Netz, of course, is sunrise. Now, in terms of it determining when is sunrise and when is sunset, so you look at the Mishnah Berurah. He tells you, I'm going to read the Mishnah Berurah inside. Tzidkat Nal. He Hashar Shachama Matkalat Zuach Roshi Har. When the sun begins to rise in the peak of the mountain, V'roy B'nachul Yizrach B'zel Chachilav Me'asrichos V'chein V'chorev in the winter time. Shemashkim B'boyin B'takdeset B'boker Hashkim Yamtinim L'spal Adnanes. He should not daven V'chatrilam. What about if a person has to leave early in the morning, has to go on a business trip, or a person is somehow compelled to go elsewhere early? You're allowed to then begin the davening early. It means, when is the earliest time you can daven? When is the Mishnah say Megillah? And Achof, when is the earliest time you can daven? From Amun HaShachar. But that's only B'di'evet, not the Chatchila. When should you daven the Chatchila? Davka only from Netz, not before Netz. By the way, Hasfaradim HaTorim, Yeshem Gamkin Etzachama, Yeshem Gamkin Batikin. Are you aware of that? There are many beautiful Sfaradim Minyanim also have the Lam Batikin, not just Ashkenazim, and if you can possibly manage to do it without destroying your day, which is why most people don't do it, so you should try to do so. Anyways, as Mishnah Berurah says here, Al Kopon Miyamtim Milvarech Al Atfil Natshiyakis Chaveh Aroglim Oktsab Yuchid Al Ramos. The halacha is that you can't put on tefillin till you're able to recognize a friend of yours that this is a dal ramo. What about on Shavuos night? Shin yaron kol alayla, where people stay up the whole night. Mutal lispal kolam anes. Sheyav the beisam hashkama tarachu. There's gabe shemitz from kolgom. Yesh zosh olikol kiyashma kol kav hashkama. Then comes shi'is chavero. Zos lachatzila. So it tells you lachatzila when she won daven. And we're familiar with this halacha, and I don't think it's a chiddush to any of us here, that it begins with Netzach Hama, and if you daven b'dievim, shalom al shachar, so then the din is v'yayotze, till when can I daven? Again, the Mishnah in Brachot, I don't know, are you familiar with that Masechet? It's kedai to learn the Masechet, it's a very beautiful Masechet, it's also the first Masechet in Shas, and it has in it three, the Meiri writes in the Abdomen to Masechet Brachot, there are three components to Masechet Brachot. Number one, Kriyashma, which is found in the first parak, and the second parak. Component number two, which is also a very significant component, is Tefillah. Begins with the fourth parak, Tefillas HaShachar, goes on to the fifth parak, and then component number three, Ayilchot Brachot, in Brachot number six, number seven, number eight. You probably are familiar with Mishnah Yisrael Brachot, you probably learned.
About the third parak.
Well, that, the third parak also has Dinim of Kriyashma. So yeah, that's the way it's divided. Divided into Kriyashma, Tefillah, and Brachot, which is really a very significant chunk of Aruch Chaim, is found in Masechet Brachot, so it's a Masechet that's good to know. Anyway, the Chatzilu Shadab Netzach Hama, look in Beis in the Mishnah Berurah, Amar HaShachar. Amar HaShachar, Masha Matchil HaShachar La'abrik, B'mitzaso Ma'at Ma'at. What does that mean? When the first rays of light appear, that's before Netz, right? Netz is sunrise. But then, before that, the question is, how much time before that is Amar HaShachar? That's a massive discussion among the Poskim. I'm not getting into that right now, that depends on many Gemaras, but when the first rays of light appear at dawn, that's called Amar HaShachar. So the halacha is, as you can see in the Mechaber and Aleph, that b'di'evad you could daven m'sha'ol amar hashachar, heyer pen ha'mizvach, and you could daven till dal shol. The day, by the way, how do we divide the day? How is it they divide something called shol zmanio? What does shol zmanio mean? The day is divided into 12. Now, how do you know the length of the hour? How do you know the length of an hour? The answer depends on the particular season, right? During the winter, what's the situation? The hours are considered to be shorter, and during the summer, the hours are considered to be longer. So the Mishnah writes that you could daven actually till the end of the fourth hour of the day, which is one third of the day. So that you would depend on, obviously, on this concept of Shor Zmaniot, that you have to figure out the length of the day. And there are two ways of computing the day. You're aware of that. One way is to compute it from Amar HaShachar all the way till Tzeisach B'chavim, which means the emergence of three stars. And there's a second way, namely from Netz till Shkia. This is a big machlok between the Magen Avraham and the Gro. One of the well-known machloks, and that's why there are two zmanim of Kriyashma. The zman Kriyashma of the Magen Avraham, which is earlier, and the zman Kriyashma of the Gro, which is later. But even if you make the zman Kriyashma of the Gro, it's good. It's not a bad thing. The Vilna Gaon was a very fine person. So even though you may not make the zman Kriyashma, you probably daven Netz every day, so there's no problem. But let's say people like me who don't daven Netz every day, so we try to make the Chatzilah the Zman Kriyashma of the Magen Avraham. If we can't do that, at least make the Zman Kriyashma of the Gro. Right now, for example, the Zman Kriyashma of the Magen Avraham, I imagine, is around 9 o'clock or so. When does it get light in the morning? Not 6:30 or so? I don't know, I generally up at that time, so since I wake up around 4:30, quarter to 5. But that's when you go to sleep, so that's why you're not up at that time. Okay, that would explain it. Since you're learning the whole night. But I'm just saying, but what was that?
Yaman Kalala.
Baruch Hashem. What's the suffering? Not even a doubt. I wasn't chashanin for a moment.
I wasn't chashanin, that you were chashanin.
Good, Baruch Hashem. Okay, so we go back over here. And if you read on the, again, on the reading Aleph of the Mechaber, so he mentioned that when is the mitzvah of davening Tfilas HaShachar, when it's HaKhanma, and then he tells you, B'di'evet, Amar HaShachar, if you make a mistake in davening after Dal Shol, Sachatzos, this is the Gemara. I'm reading the end of the Mechaber. Av B'Shem Lo Schat Tfilah B'Zman, Schat Tfilah Me'ekah. You don't have the ideal of davening Tfilah B'Zman. Lachatzil, you should try to daven B'Zman. But let's say it's already after Dal Shol, it's already after the fourth hour of the day, which today is probably around... Again, the day, let's say the day goes from, let's say from 6 o'clock, I don't know the precise, from 6 o'clock, when does it get dark? Around 6 o'clock or so, so it's 12 hours, let's say each hour literally 60 minutes. So now it's the fourth hour, would be around 10 o'clock or so, approximately. So therefore, you have to try to daven Shabbos before 10, Zman Tefillah is around there a little bit after probably. And then from 10 to 12 to midday, so that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes from the Gemara in Brachos, that you get Schar Tefillah, but not Schar Tefillah Bizman. You don't get the Schar of davening Bizman. Bizman is only till 10 o'clock. And after that, is no longer Schat Fila Bizmana, but rather you get simply Schat Fila. And then after Chatzot, says the Ramo, also the Tpalo Fila Shachris. You're not allowed to daven Shachris. Correct? You're not allowed to daven Shachris after Chatzot. Now, those who are Makel the half hour after Chatzot, usually, for example, today, the Zman, the earliest time you daven Mincha, what's called Mincha Gedolah, is 12:55. So there's like a half hour between the end of Chatzos, and let's say the beginning of the Zman of Mincha Gedolah, some Ameko, regarding that half hour, by Davi Mincha, let's say between a little bit after 12 till 12:55, and others indicate that once the Zman of Mincha comes, and then you can no longer know, really, and no longer really daven the Tefillah of Shachris, you have to try to daven Bizman as much as you can, that's really the ideal. Yeah.
Do you have the Schar Zmana for daven Tashlumin?
So there's no question that Tashlumin is a separate din. The Gemara says in Brachos, the fourth parak, and that's quoted here in Shulchan Aruch, actually the whole din relating to Tashlum. The din is if you don't daven, if you miss a tefillah, so then you have the opportunity to make it up the next tefillah. How many opportunities do I have? Let's say I miss 10 tefillahs. Can I make up 10 tefillahs? No. You can only make up the tefillah smucha, the one that is next to the one that you miss. You can't, there's a raivin. The raivin claims, what difference does it make? If the whole idea of Tashlum is based on the fact that the Gemara says tefillahs rachamim, no, whether it's one tefillah or 20 tefillahs or 100 tefillah. Rachamim. Correct? That's it based on, but we don't pass an halacha like that. So we should not miss any tefillahs. You're not someone who would miss a tefillah. Why would you? Doesn't make any sense. We have to have a clear discipline in our lives in terms of shachris, mincha, ma'ariv. That's a good thing to be. In that kind of discipline, that kind of pyramid. Yeah.
If the Tashlumin, the new Shmoneh Esrei, the old Shmoneh Esrei, they're not the same Shmoneh Esrei, which one should he do?
That's a Taisus in Brachos. Something of the big Machlokes that we showed in the beginning of Tefillas HaShachar. I assume you are familiar with that, because the question is, what is the nature of Tashlumin? What am I trying to do? Is it a Tashlumin in the Mispar HaTfilos, or the Minyan HaTfilos, or the Tashlumin in that specific Tefillah? What's relevant is talking about, let's say, Matzoy Shabbos, or even Friday night, better. Or Masay Shabbos I like better, because let's say a person, let's say it's Rosh Chodesh, and now it's no longer Rosh Chodesh, and Masay Shabbos. What do I do? I've got the Al V'Yavo. Can I be Mashal, the Al V'Yavo, that I should have said in the previous Tefillah, correct, the Mincha. I'm talking about Mincha of Shabbos, and now I'm Davi Mar, Masay Shabbos. So that's the this is a big Machlokes of Rishon. I'm not going to get into Halacha Maaseh right now, I hope we'll get to it, I'll discuss it at greater length. Let me just mention one more thing here, since I'm just in the middle of this, and that is that the Mechaber here tells you there are Zmanim, and these Zmanim you should try to the extent that you can, to hold on to, and it's really very significant. I want to mention one other din, which is not found over here, but it's found actually elsewhere, and I assume you are probably cognizant of this as well, but if you're not, I just want to make you aware of this din. The Gemara in Menachos, which is quoted by Halacha in Simen, take a look for a moment, Simen Mem Vav. Look at Simen Mem Vav. Just turn for a moment to Sidon Mem Vav, if you don't mind. And Sidon Mem Vav, Sid Gimel, so there the Maccabi has a din that we're not always on top of. We have to try to be to the extent that we can. You see, it says, Chayiv Adam, Levarech, Bechol Yom, Meir, Bracha, Lepacha. You have to make 100 brachas a day. The Gemara learns around brachas from a pasuk in Parshas Ekev. V'ato yisrael mo Hashem elokecha she'ol me'imach. Al tikrei mo ela me'ya, the Gemara says. And this is called the Shabbu, they're called the name of Abnatu Noigon, that every day 100 people die, Dov HaMelech is besaking to make me'ya brachas b'chol yom. So this is something which is, we try to be very medactic about, especially, you know, when this comes to the fore, on Yom HaKippurim. Why? Because what are we not doing on Yom Kippurim?
Eating.
So we're missing many, many brachot, correct? That's why, I don't know, they do it by you also? They pass around snuff?
Yeah.
In order to make another bracha? But you cannot make a bracha on snuff 10 times. That you cannot do. Some people think you can, but you cannot. That's a question of a serious issue in Hilchot Brachot. But that's when we have the problem more so than when we have on a normal basis. And the truth of the matter is, if you, Gedolei Yisrael, actually, it's a mechaber here in Shulchan Aruch, as you can see. The question is this a chiyuv? Is this an obligation? So what is the Shulchan Aruch? What is the lashon? Chayav Adam. Pretty clear. It's an obligation to go ahead and say, Me'ah Bracha B'chol Yom. Correct? It's interesting that the fact of the matter is that there are many, many, if, I don't know if you're familiar, there's a Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah. I don't have it in front of me now, but the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefillah over there in Perek Zion. He tells you that he says you're supposed to count all the bracha that you make till your mashlim me'ah bracha b'chol yom. The briskets are very, you know, briskets. I don't mean brisket. Briskers.
People, yeah.
Yes, the brisker people. Excellent. We have a number of them. This is Shiva. Which rabbi in the Shiva are the brisker rabbanim?
Shiva.
Who else? Good.
Richard
Mason. Wow. Baruch Hashem, you see? We are in very good company. We're in your company. No one else? Here? Wow. The reason why I say that, because I heard in the name of the Brisker of, in the name of Rav Salbeis' uncle, that he, whenever he would say a bracha, so he then made the following statement. I'm up to number 32 today. Hear this, Avi?
I heard.
That's what the Brisker of used to say. Every bracha, he said, he was counting towards the Me'ah Bracha. Did you ever meet anyone like that? Even Rav Avadya Zatzal, I don't believe, did that. And this is based on a Rambam. Oh, now I have to find the Rambam because you're going to get upset with me. If you have a Hilchos Tefillah in the Rambam, the Medayik, is that Chelek Aleph?
No, this is...
I have it here. I've just been on the... What's it? Don't bother.
Sorry.
Don't bother. I'll take it out right here. Aleph, you have it?
Rebbe.
Just hold on 1 second if you don't mind.
Okay.
I have it here. Don't bother. Okay, I just have to take out every sefer, obviously. And that's called Yisurin Shalab. I found it. I got it. There's a Rambam here. I want to show you this Rambam. Very fascinating. You probably are not familiar with this. I'm telling you. You should be familiar with it. In Perek Zayin Hilchos Tefillah. That's where it used to be. I honestly hope it's still there. Oh! Oh, Hashem. Halacha Tezayin. Listen to this Rambam. Ketzad. Of course, I should read the previous Rambam just to be fair. Yud Dal Chaya Vado Lubarach Meir Brachot Ben Ayom Ba'alayla U'mahin Meir Brachot. The Rambam then decides to go ahead and do what? List them. Isn't that amazing? The Rambam, your man. First he tells you 23 Brachot that we already counted in this paragraph. I'm not going to go through them. 7 Brachot the Kriya Shema. And then putting on tzitzis, putting on tefillin, and then trinesrei, harei shmoni b'shesh brachot, and 2 sudot. They apparently used to eat 2 meals. I think that's a European thing, no? Americans like to eat about 9 meals a day. But Europeans ate 2 meals, once during the day and once at night. So the Rambam says here, he's also counting the number of brachot, and he comes to a maskana, harei mea brachot menakol. So the Rambam tells him, now we eat tezayin. Listen to this in tezayin. Ketzad, Olchamat, Yerek, and you make a bracha before and after. Bechozov, Olchamat, pre, and then you make a bracha before and after. Umone kol ha-brachot, oh-ho! He says it. I knew it was here. Umone kol ha-brachot, that she mashlumei v'chol yom. Translate.
Count
the bracha. So the Brisker of, every bracha he made through the day, he was, like Sfira Salome, he was counting. Astounding. Did you ever meet anyone like that?
Not yet.
Not yet. That is the...
He has hope.
La'at la'at, Rabbi Ifra philosophy. Yes!
Wait, what should one do if he sees there's 2 hours left in the day and he's only up to bracha number 80? Should he run around trying to get like peros to say bracha something? What do you do?
I would say the answer is yes.
Is it not a chiyuv?
Yes, it is. The Rambam said it's a chiyuv, the Mechaber said it's a chiyuv, and I try to be very makbid. I cannot say that I actually count the bracha during the day. Maybe you do. I don't count the bracha during the day. I also have not met anyone except for a few briskers. Not briskets, but briskers. Maybe you'll ask Rabbi Reichman if he does this. Did you mention Rabbi Reichman? And if he doesn't, ask him why not. Will you ask him this question today? Don't mention my name. You just want to know because there's a Rambam that you heard, and the Rambam says that you're supposed to count the Mayor Brachot Kol Yom, and since I heard Rabbi Reichman that you are a student of Brisk,
you went to
Brisk. I want to know. Yes, he learned in Brisk.
Whoa.
By Rabbi Tzvi Kaplan. That's Brisk. How do I know? Because one of my children learned by Rabbi Tzvi Kaplan for 8 years. And trust me, he's a Brisker. Much more than his father. Will you please ask Rabbi Reichman, but not in my name. Just pretend like you just came across this Rambam recently, and the Rambam says that Umone kol abracha v'shamash shaveh v'chol yom. Ask him if he counts. If he doesn't, ask him why not.
It's Perek Zayin.
Perek
Zayin.
Zayin, alocha, tes Zayin. Tell him you saw this Rambam, I just accidentally saw this Rambam, and you just want to know, what is going on over here? How come he doesn't follow that? Maybe he does. I don't have to show him, want to accuse him, God forbid, of any kind of skullduggery. Okay, so I just wanted to mention this halacha because this is a very fascinating din that I think is of significance. Okay, I want to go further now and back to Pei Tet because that's where I'm up to. I want to read Pei Tet. I want to read actually, if you don't mind, Sid Beis again. So again, these are more halachas that relate to tefila that are important. Kim Chigiyas Mat Tefila. This is again a very significant halacha. Unfortunately, sometimes we're not as medactic as we should about these dinim. Once this Mount Tefillah comes, Asur lahakti lepesach aveir lita no shalom. You're not allowed to do anything before davening. Even to go and you want to wish a friend of yours, hi, how are you? Good morning. You're not supposed to. We should nishmosh hakadosh baruch hu shalom. Here specifically, this book speaks about using the name shalom, which happens to be one of the shemos of Hashem. Avavuta lo malo tzafa de marito. You're allowed to say to him what? Good morning in Aramaic. Zamachaber, Rabbi Yosef Cairo, your man. You're allowed to say, by the way, people meet me here in the yeshiva in the morning. I'm trying to daven here several times a week now. I am, 3 days a week. And people meet me and they say to me, good morning. And what I say to them, Tzafra de Maritov. That's what I answer them. So one of them asked me, what is that?
How do you say good morning in
Aramaic? Boker Tov.
Oh, Lashon Kodesh.
This is Aramaic. The question, why is this
Boker
necessary?
Tov is Aramaic?
No, Boker Tov is Hebrew, obviously, but Tzafra de Mari Tov. Tzafra is morning. Mari, Mr. Tov, good. Good morning, Mr. That's how we log those lines. Basically, it's good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Is that also listening to Spanish?
I don't think that's in, shall we say, Aramaic.
No.
So you can say it has a Davka Aramaic?
Shela Mitsuyenet. So let's take a look at this halacha in a moment. So we'll see what the issue is based on. I'll discuss it, maybe not today, maybe next time. I'm going to learn Hilchos Tefillah from now on. Is that all right? With your permission, and I think it's good. I think there are things that you may not be aware of. Maybe aware of most of the things, but just the only thing you're not aware of is the Mayor Brachas about counting every single one of them. But other than that, I'm sure you're aware of everything. However, we'll just review it for those who require a little bit of review. Anyway, so I'll get to this in a few moments. Sometimes a person goes and visits a chaver before davening. In general, you're not supposed to do anything before davening. You're not supposed to be misasik in any kind of malacha. You're not supposed to be open and ask me. Look at the next halacha gimel. You're not supposed to go on the road or get involved in any kind of tzvachim. There was one time I knew somebody who was to play basketball before davening. For the life of me, I couldn't understand why he did that.
He went to daven first. Didn't
he? He didn't daven first. He went to play basketball at 5 o'clock in the morning and he davened at 7. Can you believe such a thing? What kind of skullduggery is this? And he held that it was permissible. Why? Because limbering up before davening will give you more kapara during davening. What do you say to him? You like that svara?
Yeah.
Wow.
What about a coffee?
Coffee, Mr. Brewer talks about. Famous Mr. Brewer, right over here. Sitkot Chabez. Where have you been? The issue of coffee is the Gemara Brachas. What does the Gemara say in Brachas? Am I allowed to eat before davening? The answer is?
No.
No. What's the Issa? Two Mekorot. Makor number one, the Gemara brings, it's right over here, is the Pasuk of Lo Tochel Al Adam, which is a lav that the Gemara says has many, many Yisurim included under it. That means one of the Yisurim is Lo Tochel Kodem Shit Tispal Al Dimcha. Before you pray for your blood, so to speak, make sure you daven. Because where is the Nefesh located? Ki Adam Hu Nefesh. What is coursing through your blood?
And
your soul. You have a very elevated soul.
Thank you.
I can tell from your, shall we say, entire physiognomy. Anyway, so that's one reason. Don't eat before you daven, before you pray for your nefesh, for your dam. The other reason the Gemara says, the Pasuk of Mishnah, it's like it seems to be an act of gaiva. That a person, first you have, shall we say, a bowl of cereal, three pancakes, then I have not just pancakes with Aunt Jemima. Without Aunt Jemima, it's not halal. And after Aunt Jemima, what do I do else? What else do I have? Of course, eggs. Not just regular eggs. What do you like? What kind of eggs do you have?
Scrambled.
Just scrambled. Plain scrambled? Without the kiyaki sauce? Or ketchup?
No.
Wow. Oh, Hashem. You're a very fundamental fellow. So after all that, then I approach Hashem Yisbarach. That is not considered to be appropriate or proper. So Mishabruah there, Yitzhak talks about the question, what about tea or coffee? Is that called an act of daiva? To have tea and coffee prior to what? Prior to daven. So we pass the halacha. It's not considered to be a problem. Mishabruah even discusses, what about with sugar? Mishabruah passes, you can have sugar. Very nice of him, no?
But that's only on Shabbos, you can have like a drink or
the
something.
The same as well. In general, on Yom Tov, you have to be careful to make sure you drink, because you're not allowed to fast before Zayin Shul. So I always have tea and or coffee, usually before davening. On Yom Tov, I don't eat before davening.
Shabbos.
Neither Shabbos, nor Yom Tov, nor the regular week. What?
Why not during Shabbos? Why not on Shabbos to have
what?
A drink before davening?
I do have a drink. Oh. I have a drink before davening every Shabbos, every Yom Tov, every day. Except I don't spend my days before davening eating ragalach. And shall we say, having donuts, even though they're Dunkin' Donuts, which is another problem, because the moment you dunk the donuts, you have to wash your hands. You wear that halacha. It's a Gemara. It's a Rambam. Tov mitzvas yadayim. But people don't do that because they don't handle the donuts with their hands. They generally use a implement. Is that how you have your Dunkin' Donuts?
We don't have Dunkin' Donuts in Canada.
You don't have Dunkin' Donuts
in Canada. Toronto and Montreal don't have.
If you don't have Dunkin' Donuts, then you basically have no right to live in that city.
What about the Mount Chemish?
That's how it's as well.
Oh.
It's a separate thing.
We have Holy Show Krispy Kreme.
Oh, wait.
You hear that?
That's pretty good.
That's in Toronto. Chol of Yisrael, Krispy Kreme. What is that exactly? Perhaps you'll explain that to me.
It's a donut. It's a donut. We don't have. It's not kosher.
Way better donut than Dunkin' Donuts is.
It's not kosher.
No, they have one in Penn Station.
In Pennsylvania they have it.
They have it in Penn Station also.
You don't have that?
Rebbe, the things like this in the main warehouse where they're making them and like main area. It's the batter itself is kosher. The fryers are kosher, but when they take them to the side stores in stores like in Wichita, Albuquerque.
Albuquerque.
It's like
that's my favorite spot. Albuquerque is in New Mexico. How'd you get to Albuquerque? You're in the wilds of Toronto.
So, but if they were
and all of a sudden you went to Albuquerque.
A store that's in Albuquerque, that they're making it, they're not shipping it all the way from Pennsylvania.
Where?
So they're making. In Albuquerque.
Yeah, I got it. I caught it. Yes.
They're not shipping it from Pennsylvania, so they make it not kosher. because there's no mashgiach and all the things. But the actual source is, so in Toronto, there's a store that Chabad went to and like he bought Christmas
tree.
So,
okay,
sure.
I want to show you that there's still, there is food in Canada, both in Toronto and Montreal.